Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Carol Daniel, along with Stifel Director of Investments Eric Robert, and this is the Weekend Wall Street Wrap, sponsored by Stifel. Well, you know the formula, Eric. We take a look back and a look forward. Let's start with how the markets closed last week.
Sure thing. Friday's close marked the fifth consecutive week of gains for stocks as investors continue to monitor progress on trade and strong earnings from U.S. companies. For the week, that puts the Dow up around 334 points, a solid 1.2% increase. The S&P 500 increased by nearly 0.9% this week, and the NASDAQ bumped 1.1% higher. Treasury yields continued their upward march. The yield on the 10-year note gained 22 basis points for the week to close at 1.94%. That's a solid move and further signal of increasing confidence in the U.S. economy.
And so last week we talked a lot about China trade. That is still in the news. We've got some earnings reports as well. What was weighing on the market last week?
That's right. Last week was a great reminder of how markets can climb a wall of worry. Amidst all of the fears of contraction in the economy over the summer, now we're seeing key risks like trade, Brexit, and Fed policy dissipate. Remember, the stock market's forward-looking, so with stronger than expected third-quarter earnings, a normalized yield curve, and continued strength among U.S. consumers, some analysts are truly calling for a pretty strong fourth quarter. We'll see what happens on our side.
And then let's look at this week. What's on your calendar?
Yep. This week, we'll get an update on inflation with the core CPI reading on Wednesday. That's the Fed's preferred gauge of inflation. Producer prices and an update to industrial production will also give us a look at the health of manufacturers later in the week.
That is Stifel Director of Investments Eric Robert. Thank you, Eric. I'm Carol Daniel. And that's the Weekend Wall Street Wrap on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.